Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What are stablecoins? A very timely topic are stablecoins, because they're in the news for the wrong reasons. So let's talk about them and you'll be informed. Stablecoins are cryptocurrencies whose coin price is pegged, so it remains stable. Typically, they are priced at $1. There are two different approaches to constructing stablecoins, asset-backed or Seigniorage. Asset-backed stablecoins are stabilized by assets, but these stablecoins are subjected to the identical volatility and risks associated with the asset which backs them. There are three approaches to backing a stablecoin with assets. Let's look briefly at each. First, there are commodity-backed stablecoins. These are constructed so the value of each stablecoin is backed by a known amount of a specific commodity. An example of this type of stablecoin is Digix Gold Tokens, ticker DGX. Second, we see cryptocurrency-backed stablecoins, meaning they are backed either by a single cryptocurrency or a basket of other cryptocurrencies. Examples of this type of stablecoin would be Haven, ticker symbol HAV, or Wrapped Bitcoin, ticker symbol WBTC. And third, we see stablecoins backed by fiat currency. In other words, these coins will have a currency such as the US dollar, the euro, or the Swiss franc as the asset backing the coin. Examples of fiat-backed stablecoins include TrueUSD, ticker symbol TUSD, or Tether, ticker symbol USDT. Finally, we do see stablecoins that aren't backed by assets. Rather, they use Seigniorage to control the currency's value. These mechanisms are similar to what are employed by central banks. An example of this type of stablecoin was Basis. Oh, and the wrong reasons I mentioned at the start. Stablecoins are attracting significant attention from the US government, and it's likely they will be tightly regulated in the future.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.